Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for joining for another Blunt Business on CannabisRia.com. My next guests represent a widely recognized cannabis line of flowers, G-Pens, exclusive merchandise, and lifestyle products. And they most recently announced a partnership position to take the brand on its way to global expansion. Products are said to be sold at top dispensaries across the nation, gaining access to 22 states and 15 countries. Right now, I'm joined by the co-founders of Gumbo Brands, Luca Brasi, and Alexis Major. Thanks for being on with us, folks.
Thank you for having us.
How's it going, guys?
Doing good. I want to ask you about last November. A lot of people were looking to go ahead and partner with Burner and the folks at Cookies. Well, that has happened. And I mentioned at the top of the show that that's who Gumbo Brands has partnered with. And Luca, when you talked about this, you had said that uniting Cookies and Gumbo just made sense. We all share the same values when it comes to helping others, producing quality products and expanding our footprint while still keeping it true to the culture. Anyway, I can tell you it's been tough to get in touch with Burner because, I mean, even though we can find him on Twitter and he can work on albums and he can work on expansions and, you know, putting new stores out there and seeing a product out there alone, it's like he is tough to go ahead and pin down. How did you do it and how did you make this relationship?
I think the relationship was just organic. And I believe that everything is timing. Like you said, last November, Burner was going through something very detrimental to his life and his health, fighting cancer. And he decided to call on Gumbo to really do like the footwork and, you know, be at the forefront of the culture, which we are. So to answer your question, it was just all God given to us. And it was just a great experience. And we just very elated to be a part of the Cookies family and having our hard work pay off and being everywhere. Like you said, 22 countries, 15 states. So it's just like, everything is organic, brother, to answer your question. So it was very organic for us. And Burner came to us. Did I miss anything, Alexis?
No. Go ahead, Alexis, please.
Yeah, well, it's 22 states, 15 countries that we're launching into. You know, each place that we go into, we have to make sure we cultivate the flower in that region. So we learned a lot. We've learned that, you know, it takes time. You have to have a lot of patience. But we just thank Burner for the opportunity. And, you know, we're moving forward and into different markets and even markets that Cookie is not in. So, I mean, it's just been a whirlwind and we're just happy to, we're happy that people have seen our hard work and have recognized that and want to do business with us.
So what got the attention of a Cookies or a Burner to go ahead and say, let's go ahead and work together and let's collaborate? Well, one of the things you did to really stand out being an East Coast brand is in Elizabeth, New Jersey over the 420 holiday, you hosted a Gumbo pop-up and live event, and it was one of the first ever 420 market markets and concerts ever put together in New Jersey, having vendors showcasing various cannabis infused products and strains, food vendors, plus the highlight, a live concert you had. Various artists from Moneybagg Yo's Bread Gang Level, Chinese Kitty, Lola Brooke, YTB Fat, Trip Star, and Moneybagg Yo himself performed alongside headliners Fat Joe, Remy Ma, and Jadakiss. So the New York rap community, well represented out there. What is it about, because obviously with when it comes to rap music all in general, there was a long time where, you know, into the 90s, we had a lot of segmentation. And New York, obviously, the home of where it all fostered. And then coming to, you know, current day and still having that kind of a presence and being able to go ahead and bring out such a large turnout for this event. Talk to me about that and putting that together.
I mean, honestly, you know, because we are the culture and we are, you know, the biggest, especially on the East Coast, it's not really hard for us to bring out the culture. It's not hard for us to obtain artists to come perform at our events. We're really proud of it. It's actually cultivated into a situation where we have our own dispensary opening up in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We got, you know, the eyes and ears of the community, and they liked the turnout, and they also liked how we did business. So therefore, it's cultivated new relationships and new opportunities. And I feel like if as long as you do correct business and you bring everybody along the way and you help others, you see the fruits of your labor. Pretty quickly.
But now making those relationships within the community, that's, I mean, it's a lot to get into with music and to get those kind of stars together, because they were also, it was appreciation for being a part. It wasn't just some kind of a gig. It was the fact that they're also a part of this. They also want to be a part and partner with you on this. Is it before Gumbo even came around? Can you give me a little bit of background on where both of you, came in and brought yourselves into doing Gumbo Brands together?
It was an organic thing. We both, you know, had our own businesses, but, you know, Luca is a fine connoisseur of marijuana. I had previously owned a dispensary. So it was only destined for us to, you know, team up and do our cannabis brand. And I feel like the reason why we are the culture and people gravitate towards us and want to be a part of our greatness is because we are the biggest. And also, we're very vibe. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't get into this business to obtain wealth. We really did it to help people wean off of opiates and help athletes and entertainers with opiate addiction. So when you go into a business with putting others first and others' needs and correcting a problem, I feel like people gravitate towards that because there's nothing but positivity in that.
But there's a lot of exposure that those celebrities bring into the space, and they have a reason to get together. Go ahead, Luca.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And also to add on to Alexis, Gumbo started as an idea that we brought together communities and people that were hurt from the war on drugs, athletes that needed pain, and you know, those opiates just to get by. What we decided to do is just take Gumbo like as our baby, as our legacy. You know, we started on the streets, like Alexis said, with our own businesses. And anything that we would do, it would be legal, and we were always hands-on. From sports with Alexis to music with me. And now we're forfeiting the head of fashion, and we're also going to do Gumbo Films. So this is just the fabric and the work stayed dedicated and committed to, and it just paid off to be our baby, like I said. And you know, when you work with friends and friends of friends, you want to focus full time on one thing. And that's what we did. And we focused on a cannabis brand, which you now call Gumbo.
Well, that's what I was asking. The background that you both come from, that you're able to go and integrate with this great idea, with this brand, and bring so many different notable people into the space to go ahead and work together to get more exposure, to get that voice out louder. Everyone, after what's already been done, but then coming together and putting this project together and doing that. One of the other areas,
we knew that we had to go all in and make Gumbo our number one priority, because that's what the people asked for. You know, the people, they create the demand, and we just followed up with the great product.
But also, too, you know, to answer your question, we were able to pull in a lot of celebrities because they're our friends. They're people that we hang out with, we have Thanksgiving with, and things of that nature. We're seasoned veterans of the business world. We're in our 40s. So, you know, our contact list has grown throughout the years with me being starting as an intern at Def Jam, and with Luca being well known and respected in the streets on 145th with people like Beyonce to Jay-Z coming just to check him out because, right, you know, he sold CDs and things of that nature. I mean, our lineage is, you know, knitted into the fabric of rap culture and cannabis culture, you know,
and
so
it's wonderful, wonderful you've been able to go and take that and bring it full circle to this. And I want to take a minute to go ahead and talk about who you've already collaborated and you've already partnered with so far. So at the moment, you also recently now have a partnership with Rap Snacks, the popular brand known as the official snack of hip hop.
Yes.
You've seen those. It's amazing how much that's blown up on the store shelves. And you've worked with rap stars like Meek Mill, Little Meech, Nori, Migos, Dave East, Fabulous, and others you've partnered with. You also, and we mentioned not just music, but also in sports. Most recently, boxing champion Gervonta Davis, ahead of his recent knockout victory over Ryan Garcia. Also on April 20th, 420 weekend in Las Vegas. And it was a prize fight that was billed, which was a big fight. Doesn't get any better than this. Now, this is where what it comes from. It's like, okay, they're just not just friends. They also want to do business with you. And they have done business with you.
You know, we don't have a lot of people that we're friends with that we don't do business with. You know, business is our hobby. You know what I mean? And we like to be around like-minded individuals that like to also grow businesses. You know, we all have families. We all have people that we take care of and communities that we are vested in. So we feel it's only right to keep pushing that needle within our culture, within our people, to help others also gain financial freedom. You know what I mean? So in order to do that, just like Fat Joe has gone back into his community, right, and opened stores to employ people in his community. That's what Gumbo is. That's what we stand on. So, you know, that's the people we surround ourselves with. So when you name certain celebrities, you'll see certain relationships last longer than others because you have people like Moneybagg Yo that go back to Memphis and open up a fine dining establishment and hire his whole block. You know what I mean? That's what we stand on. We stand on helping others. That's why Gumbo grows. Gumbo grows by word of mouth because there's so many people that are touched by it that gain jobs and financial freedom. So once you always stand on that and you're here to help others and not just yourself, it's going to grow like rapid fire because other people, the word of mouth is still going to be stronger than any other thing that you can think of. I mean, even when you type something on Twitter, it's still word of mouth when other people co-sign it. Right. You know what I mean? When other people repost and retweet and all these things, it's still word of mouth. It's people saying, no, listen, these people are doing exactly what they say they're going to do. And they surround themselves with people that are doing the same thing for their communities. It's built on love, really.
And the point you make is proof positive. When it comes to everybody wanting to talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, it's not something to just force right in. I think when you bring in somebody and you have a position and you have a voice for yourself and you're able to go and continue to go ahead and not only use that for good, for as much good as you can, but also bringing other people back into the fold. Again, giving back. Always a part of anybody who's successful, gives back, is charitable. It's also thinking about trying to bring people much like their same plight, their same journey, their same feelings of where they don't have to be feeling that there's any disenfranchisement or being oppressed. It's always about if somebody has a seat at the table, you replace someone with another, someone that is similar, like-minded to you at that table. It's always a matter of pulling people in and always, if somebody finds success, bring people along for that ride or have them come along so they can also have that path carved out for them to be able to do so. I really believe that. And that's one of those things I think it gets a little bit lost in the shuffle, but that's what you've done. And for the those people that have been famous to know and always remember to go back to you because of business, the business habit that you have and making sure you came along because as you said yourself, it's not just friends. It almost always friends you work with have been people you've done business with and it's serious. So they fall back up and you followed along that path, and look what's gone so far. So let's talk more about this. I'm here with the co-founders of Gumbo Brands, Luca Brazzi and Alexis Major, here on Blunt Business. We're back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
We're back on Blunt Business with Luca Brazzi, Alexis Major, co-founders of Gumbo Brands. And always want to go and take a look at the website while we're in the conversation. It's thegumboshop.com, thegumboshop.com. Before the break, we were talking about when it comes to friends working in businesses and also community-based work and giving back to the community. You both started Gumbo to nurture community-based wealth through creativity and culture and helping people achieve a sense of ease and wellness through top-tier cultivars and the power of the cannabis plant. And being one of the first Black-owned cannabis companies in New York, your continued success creates aspirations from the community in regards to ownership. So what I want to find out is, now being in the environment where New York has been greenlit this year, 2023, for adult use cannabis, and seeing all these different shops coming into play, I wanted to just get your take, both of you, on what has been the environment for Black-owned businesses, Black-owned cannabis businesses in New York State, and the possibilities that the social equity program or just standalone entrepreneurship has had so far in New York State.
I honestly feel like, you know, they're trying their best to level the playing field. And, you know, there are some Black cannabis dispensary owners. I think they were the first ones to open in New York City. And congratulations to them. I think that's amazing. However, there are a lot of people that are a part of that program that don't have the means to cultivate their licenses. So even though they were awarded licenses due to, you know, cannabis crimes and things of that nature, a lot of them don't have the funds to be able to really make an impact in the community. And, you know, me and Luca had taken it upon ourselves to help people that wanted to be a part of the culture that were impacted. And we did it in before New York decided to do it. And we did it as the martyrs to the industry. You know what I mean? Maybe it wasn't the smartest thing to do, but we did it. And we're proud that we've helped people, you know, come along the way and, you know, build financial freedom and also be on shelf in different dispensaries throughout the United States. You know, this is what we wanted to do. And when, you know, Luca and I put our mind to something, we just do it. We don't try to do anything. We just make it happen.
So as you said, Alexis, New York State is trying to do their best. One of the things they just recently did was the State Cannabis Control Board recently voted to approve the Office of Cannabis Management's New York Social Equity and Economic Plan. And this plan approves another 50 conditional adult retail dispensary licenses, or CAURDs, and also approves revised adult use regulations, outlines a new enforcement powers granted in the fiscal budget for 2024, and approves one additional laboratory testing permit. So they're trying to add more. It's not a lot, but again, I've talked to different companies here that have talked about the New York market, you know, when you have the licensing coming in and then the issues of permits, inspections, oh, we can let you open a pop-up, soft opening, got to inspect again, then open up. It's been a lot of red tape going around. Plus, what I've also heard a lot about is just to get the licensing and to get the paperwork done for it, and where some companies and consultants have charged a lot, which is really kind of just pricing out particular entrepreneurs to even just get started because of how much, what are trying to go through the program as opposed to trying to go in like find private funding. Do you think plans like this where, okay, another 50 licenses, great, but it is still a slow, throttling, struggling process to get through. From what you know of those entrepreneurs that are trying to open up dispensaries, and maybe they, I'm sure they've probably come to you because you've had your own dispensary. What have you been seeing has been, you know, looking at it from your perspective about opening up and what's been available for certain companies out there to go ahead and be able to go ahead and take advantage of these licenses?
Honestly, you know, there, that's great that they are awarding more licenses. However, you know, people don't have the funds to cultivate the licenses. So therefore, there has to be some level of grants awarded to these people. You know what I mean? There has to be some money set aside for these people to be able to, you know, get into the business. Once they're into the business, there will be people like Luca and I will, that will lend, you know, our know-how and also our genetics so that they will have the best selling thing in their stores. We're willing to do that. However, you know, I don't know of any cultivators that are a part of that program. Like how many people that come out of prison or have cannabis crimes can afford to have, you know, a grow facility? There's none, right, really. So, you know, when it comes to lending our genetics and being able to grow our genetics in a state so that it can be on shelf, that's the hard process because not only do you have to have the license and you have to have money, you also have to have a good cultivator, you know, that can grow the cannabis to the level of which consumers want to purchase. So yeah, it's not an easy thing. You have big companies that are worth billions that have licenses out of New York State that maybe they're not doing so well. That's why, you know, the cannabis dispensaries and business, and especially in New York City, isn't doing so well because they're cultivating cannabis that isn't the greatest. You know what, yeah, I mean? So do you buy it from the guy, the dispensary, or are you going to go to your regular guy? Because, you know, the stuff on shelf isn't up to par because, like I said, people don't have that type of money. And then the people that do, they want to do volume and they just want to, you know, throw things up at the wall and see what sticks instead of like really bringing and then, in.
And then I'm sorry to cut you off, but so what happens is you get this weed that's supposed to be indoor good weed, and you just have it on the shelf for all of these months. So when people go to, it's stale and they don't like it and it's bad.
There's a lot going on over there that's channels, just not,
you know,
things could get, yeah, be better. I'll tell you, when I was in New York City back in March, looking at all the stores, there's a lot of head shops really kind of giving a lot of confusion when they're showing, okay, here's a green leaf on there. Well, look, we're selling this and that. Here's a Delta 9, whatever. I don't even know where it's coming from. Meanwhile, there is a lot that's being done where you are seeing new dispensaries opening up under that social equity, like Housing Works and Smack Village, all trying to work themselves up. And then there's obviously the crackdown that New York PD, NYPD has to go and come in to take down all these different portable trucks and vans and all these other illicit marketers out there, which are just illicit in hand. But then we're talking about legacy operators. We're talking about those that were selling beforehand, that were putting out good quality product before the legal cannabis market came in even to play, even before medical. But they're still being held out of being in here. So
yeah,
as part of the thing where I've heard, you know, for enough enough organizations out there talking about where legacy operators being left out of the conversation. And so we still don't have an answer for that. And as New York State even offered, you know, a chance for those legacy operators to come in and say, hey, listen, you know, we can let you in, abide by these new standards, and you're up and running. Is the door open for them a bit more? Has there been more of an outcry for that? because we've heard from different organizations. We had Urban Aroma on and John Monopoly talk about this, along with M1 of Dead Prez, talk about this specifically because I asked them about it. And we're still waiting to go and find out where's the response back? Where's the conversation? If we have a conversation that has started so far.
I mean, to be honest with you, I think we all know that the way that this is being rolled out is it looks pretty, right? It looks like it's helpful to the community. But realistically, all it is being rolled out to be taken over by the same Duane Reade, Walgreens, CVS. We see it. We're not, we're all smart individuals, right? So we know what's going on. It's unfortunate. Maybe these big people will, work closely with us to restore order. You know what I mean? Within something that they're stealing from us. But at the same time, they say that you get a license for having cannabis crimes, but it seems like they're going to start charging people with cannabis crimes again once those big guys get their hands and feet, into the game, and they're, it's costing them money to have people selling in the street. So it's just going to, it seems like it's going to go back to the old situation.
You know, it's really interesting how you said that, because when I think about, if you want to have cannabis sold properly, especially just say in Manhattan, well, for example, when you have, okay, if you want coffee, it's Dunkin' and Starbucks, and they got them every other block. If you need to go to a drugstore, you got Duane Reade or CVS every other block. Banks, same thing across the board. Cannabis has to be able to get to that point in order to really thrive, especially in New York City. And that should be the same in all the other boroughs in the same way. But to get to that level, it's a matter of where you might have to play with a corporate or an MSO that's going to try to create that kind of environment. But unfortunately, are they going to have the best interest at hand? And, will it also be, like you said, it might look nice, it might look pretty, but it also sounds like it's being performative than actually being active and being very intrusive to actually help out the community more than it is just kind of still monetizing and making their bottom line.
I mean, at the end of the day, there's not much we're going to be able to do. If you take a walk, we just were in New York City and we took a walk. We took a nice 30-minute walk. And when you look at the storefronts of New York City, they're the same over and over. There's no mom and pops left in any business.
No.
So why would we think in cannabis they're going to make this exception for us? It's not going to happen.
No, you're right. So what is there to going to do about that? That's the part where it's a matter of you create an environment, you create something which has such a response, and people just say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be a matter of convenience. It's like, we need to go there because of how good the quality of the product is, who's talking about it, and why should we go? And that's where it comes in. We're having the influencers, having the celebrities be able to go ahead and vouch and be a part when you need them on board to go and help you get the word out. That is the way to go and counteract when you can't be one of these big MSOs or one of these big corporations that can go ahead and just, populate the entire, all of New York City to go ahead and be able to make this possible. So go ahead.
In a perfect world, this is how I see it. And this is where I think someone should go with Gumbo. This is how Luca and I see it. We are the supreme of cannabis, supreme brands. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, when we get the opportunity to go public, we will then circle back and be able to give funding to all the original people of cannabis. We push the envelope so that we can be one of the big dogs to come back and bless everybody with the bag so that they can help cultivate the most ultimate cannabis situation that is possible. Because the only way we're going to have the best quality bud and the best quality situation is if we circle back for all the legacy market people that have made it happen for 20, 30 years.
Right. Right.
Period. That's the only way this can work.
Agreed.
And if nobody is smart enough to do that, shame on them, because they're just going to put out product that is going to sell mediocre when they really could take over the world.
Inferior product. But I'll tell you what you're counteracting with, the marketing is fantastic. It's you're also tapping into quite a lot of marketing avenues that what I'll tell you this, I think that a lot of companies might not be able to use, because when it comes to an urban community, when it comes to the community that is that embraces the culture of rap music and embraces, you know, sports, there's something to be said about where you go. And one of those places is radio. And nobody ever thinks about, oh, radio could still be a wonderful, you know, outlet or as a beacon of being able to get that word out. But we're going to talk about where you've worked with one of the most legendary music stations in the country and you've partnered with them. We're going to talk about that. Plus, also get a look at what you're going on when it comes to the line of products. Again, I'm here with Luca Brasi, Alexis Major, co-founders of Gumbo Brands, the website.
The biggest.
There you go. Thegumboshop.com. Make sure to check that out when we go to break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back with final questions with Luca Brasi, Alexis Major, Gumbo Brands, and thegumboshop.com is the website. Real quickly, I got to ask you about this. I still remember when I was old enough where we couldn't, if I wanted to hear rap music, you know, especially in my market where I live, not too far from Miami, you know, it took until the mid 90s for a station to go ahead and go all rap. But many years before, you had Hot 97 that switched from the dance freestyle kind of feel to it into rap. 24 hours a day.
You know, we have our own radio station on Hot 97, right? Fly Trap Radio, every Monday night from 12 to 2.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about. Gumbo Studios via Fly Trap Radio and Hot 97. I mean, it's still, the one thing is that the urban stations, Black-owned radio stations, still have a great voice, because if there's an audience, they'll still, for whatever reason, still wants to go ahead and listen to the radio, has not completely swayed away to streaming. It's like there's still something about where community, it's community-minded still. There's still a purpose for it. You don't have these automated stations with people voice tracking all over the place, and especially Miami where I'm at. We have that here the same way with Hot 105 and 99 Jams. But Hot 97, yeah, still extremely important and still can get the word out, especially with your product. So talk to me about being able to get this airtime, because it's very valuable, especially you can't really do this anywhere else but New York City.
Well, I'll be honest, you know, partnering with Hot 97 and having our radio show has been an eye-opening experience. We, you know, have tried to bring a lot of different new artists up, you know, help the kids get their music out. Also, you know, help the kids experience Gumbo and what we're trying to do for our community, and also letting them know that in order to be successful, you have to embrace community. So we've opened up this platform to, you know, let them have a place to showcase their art, you know? And I think it was really important to do that, because we're really losing these kids to opiate addiction. And for a cannabis brand to lend this platform to help them cultivate their careers, I thought that was, like, you know, the right thing to do. You know, Hot 97 is a household name. Gumbo is on the way to be a household name for years and years. So we just felt it was a good fit. And we're happy with it. You know, we're happy with what we've been able to do for the kids in the community of New York City. The new rappers that are up and coming that have been able to come on and interview and even teach them how to interview and, you know, get that experience. So it's been hard too, because, you know, there still are rules that we can't say certain things. So, you know, it hasn't been really helpful to our brand, because we're not really able to say our brand over the radio. But what we've done is we've just pivoted and tried to use it to help the community and help these new artists flourish into, you know, superstars, and, you know, create financial freedom for them within their craft.
It's still an important place to play. And it's like, because I guess with the market, just where do you go to try to get the word out? Because of the limitations of advertising, limitations of what you're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
It's tough. But like I said, working with radio here, out of curiosity, I know that they have the summer gym every year. Is that something that, being affiliated with a station, is there any chance Gumbo is going to be able to go and be able to participate in the upcoming summer jam concert coming up?
Well, we're working on that now, but however, there's still a lot of things that you can't, because they are a big corporate company, that they can't put out. So, you know, something, I think that, you know, people have a perception that they can cut corners and will be able to do certain things, but, you know, it doesn't work that way. You know, violations are violations. We're not going to put Hot 97 in a situation where, you know, they're shut down because they, you know, because we are screaming marijuana all over the airways, you know, even though it's after hour. You know, I think the city of New York acts like they're more accepting of marijuana than they really are. And, you know, a lot of these things will be taken down over time, but it's just a long process. It's just a really long process. We try to be in front of a lot of things, but, you know, a lot of promises are always made when it comes to new things, especially that help the people. And look at Joe Biden promised he was going to pardon a bunch of people that had cannabis, and they're still in jail. No, you know, while big corporate companies and governments are making money, they're still our brothers and sisters locked up behind the walls for cannabis crimes. So that's just another example of, you know, this not being organized, and we're not getting what we're being promised.
Well, that's DC in general. I mean, no, there was also, you know, we can talk about the Safe Banking Act, the Safe Advertising Act, where there's the rule of trying to allow advertising for cannabis on radio, TV, and billboards. They're trying to get that in the House, passed it last July, never got any farther than that. So all we can do is just wait. But, you know, it's also, well, it's lobbying dollars that really make any kind of noise over there. And this is where they also part where, you know, that's the larger part of the cannabis industry itself, where if you're only spending, you know, so many millions of dollars, and big pharma can spend 20 times more than they can. And that's cannabis along with tobacco and alcohol supporting the lobby. They're just not in the getting the word across. The money's just not getting to the policymakers. That's why they haven't made any changes yet. That's just how it is.
So just imagine Gumbo with those type of budgets, what type of marketing we could do. We do the best we can with what we have.
Sure.
You know, and thank God for the relationships we have that give us a crazy reach, you know, and thank God we're the culture. Because if we didn't have any of those things, it wouldn't be to the level that it is. But thank God, God has blessed us with, you know, the right relationships. They've blessed us with young people growing with us and understanding that we're here to help. And I think they are all gravitating towards us because they know that our word is real, and we do what we say we're going to do. Yep. And a lot of people and companies don't do that. So I think that's really the success of Gumbo.
Let's go ahead and take one more time. I mentioned the website, thegumboshop.com. And there's various collections, the Little Meech collection, the Nori collection, Lopper, Gumbo itself. If you can, just take me through a couple of the highlights real quick and how people can go ahead and stay connected with you, and again, where they can go ahead and be able to get their hands on the products.
So, you know, if you go to any Cookies location, most likely you'll be able to buy Gumbo. You also can go to thegumboshop.com. We also have another site that is about to launch with all of our merch. I know everyone's been so on top of us about getting the merch because they only see celebrities in it. That will be launching shortly. We also can contact us at Alexis Major. For Luca, it's flytrap_biggumbo. And we answer every DM and every phone call to our social media. So if you can't get in contact with us through those places, it's almost impossible. We answer every DM.
All right. Fantastic. Appreciate you taking both of you time to go and talk to me here on the program. Again, join with Luca Brasi, Alexis Major, co-founders of Gumbo Brands, and best of luck to you both. And let's definitely go and keep the doors open for and I'll see how things go along. And just, I want to be able to go and continue to go and follow the track of where both of you take this brand and the heights you take it to.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you and CannabisRadio.com.
Thank you so much. And thank you, folks, for listening to another Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.